on your lap and speak into a wall.
I'm looking for complication, looking 'cause I'm sober and I feel fine. Nothing you can say is gonna change my mind. Waited and I waited the longest night. Nothing like the taste of sweet dick wine.
That's right, boys and girls. Can you hear me, Chris?
I can hear you because I'm looking at you.
Well, that's the difference. That was a triple shot of Foo Fighters to completely, you know, start the show off.
It's putting the giddy in the giddy up.
Yes, that's what we do.
A little gas in your tank.
If you want to put it that way. I don't know. Welcome, boys and girls. It is 2:27 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up. And my producer had to fix things because we had a little issue.
We have a lot of issues, but at least this one was fixable.
It was fixable. So anyways, how you doing, Christopher?
I am well.
You look well.
I try to.
You definitely always look well, especially when you wear your picnic jacket. Shirt.
Well, actually today, if you haven't noticed, I am dressed as Larry Dallas from Three's Company. And you are today a Jack Tripper for Halloween. So if you're in the studio, you would see this.
You would see this.
Yes.
We need the mustache of Medford, though.
We do.
You know, on hand. We don't know where he is. He's probably giving mustache rides somewhere.
Where is Frankie today? But we do need him. We'll find out.
Anyways, boys and girls, 2:26, like I said, we are going to come back with some shout-outs from Christopher.
I'll do what I can.
Yeah. And, wow.
Oh, we're feeding bad. Hot mic.
That, I know.
What's going on? Should we lower the... something on the board or no? It's in the good zone. I'm looking at it. We're in the zone.
Well, we're always in the zone.
Sometimes we're brother. In the cow zone.
Oh man!
And
see,
Frank,
now,
if you can come by with
now,
the cow
I
zone.
Need cow zone for lunch.
Cow zone for lunch. Cow zone for breakfast.
I do.
Well, we know where Frankie was yesterday. He was at Demet's Donuts. Woo.
Wow. You know. You got to have a donut every once in a while.
You do. Demet's. Not the Yankees. Demet's.
I don't even know what that means.
It's a donut shop in Medford.
All right. All right, kids. We'll be back with some shout-outs. Yes, sir?
Oh, I'm just read a disturbing story. Oh man! I'm putting together our news, and I usually all like right. to find something for the end, but this one just kind of popped out at me. It's a gentleman. Maybe we'll talk about this later. But a man was charged with. Now I don't want to do this. Was charged with murder after his girlfriend said no to a marriage proposal.
I hate when that happens.
No kidding. Wow. So,
although it's never happened to me, but
no one has ever said no.
That's not what I meant. How about you?
Yeah, I'm one for one on marriage proposals so far.
You're one for one.
One for one.
That is a good batting average. Yeah. That's 1,000.
There you go.
It is.
And speaking of marriage, today is my beautiful wife's.
That. Is true.
She just turned 18.
Happy birthday, Aub. We love you here. Well, everywhere. But
here,
I'm just
there,
saying.
Everywhere.
Yes. That's great for you, buddy. He's my best friend, but what do you want to play?
I don't know. What are you in the mood for? I say let's play something that rocks and or rolls.
Well, we always do that. I'm going to play a little Jerry Rafferty.
A little mini. Dancing a Dixie cup he sold out.
And take us out, Christopher.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO Medford.
You're crying now. been kissing them. I never knew how badly I was missing them. We both know we're never gonna make it, but when we touch, we never have to fake it. Leah, we'll be right back.
Yeah, ELO.
Rock and Roll Hall of
Welcome Fame back.
ELO.
Welcome back, boys and girls. Christopher was rocking.
I'm not sure.
He definitely was. He was running around the studio. And he was almost turning to stone.
Yeah, well,
you know. So welcome back, boys and girls, 2:43 in the afternoon. You are listening to the Giddy Up.
And the Giddy Up is listening to you. Send us your requests.
Well, it happens.
Or not.
So I am DJ Pauly B reporting for duty, and sitting across from me is the beautiful, wonderful, with the best hair I've ever seen in my life, Christopher Ridgway.
I changed my costume.
our funny man.
I'm now Starsky and Pauly B as Hutch.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. So when we come back from a break, we'll be in different costumes.
Anyways, happy Halloween, everybody.
We had to bring she's a little shy, our intern, but we have an intern just for our costumes today.
We have an intern.
Yeah. She's a seamstress on the side. She's a haberdasher.
Haberdashery.
A haberdasher.
Well,
in the first time in MFO history, the word haberdasher has been said.
It may be, because nobody's ever said haberdashery here. But welcome back, anyways. I don't know.
What do you got? What do I got? What do we got?
What's is the degrees?
The degrees? It's about 48 right now in Mefa. Are we getting the breeze in today?
I think so.
Hey, somebody. I
hope so.
You know what?
He loves being on. So
yeah. Actually, I have some breaking weather. It's actually 44 degrees with light rain. And if you don't like light rain, just wait a couple minutes. It looks like it's gonna get a little heavier today.
Why did your voice get that high?
Because I'm doing my I'm dressed as El Caprillion. You're listening.
First of all,
like six people know who he is, and two of them are sitting in this room.
Well, I like the weather told to me
by a man who still lives with his mom at the age of 58.
That's good. And by the way, for all you boys and girls didn't know, me and Christopher are going to be turning 50.
20.
Oh, 20. I'm sorry.
We're celebrating our 30th anniversary of our 20th birthdays. At the end of the year.
That makes sense, actually.
Yeah, you know what we should do that? That should be our birthday show. We're going to do a birthday blowout on MFO. Come down, and show your appreciation. Frankie, bring us some calzones or pork chops over vinegar peppers and potatoes, which is my favorite meal.
I want to have Frankie on.
Hey, Frankie came on. I'm trying to goad you into something.
Cubs when?
Hey, we have Dead Harry Carey here in the studio with this Cubs report.
But that they did win, actually.
But Harry Carey was too drunk and dead to realize it.
And dead to realize it? You don't have to say it like that.
Well, you know, well, he is dead. I'm not telling tales out of school here.
Christopher,
not
I realize he's dead, but...
He might not.
He might not.
He was, you know, a sauce hound, so, yeah.
Hey, Chris. What if the Cubs won the World Series... And you slapped it up with a good piece of rib. Would you eat it? I know I would. I can't even do it.
It's a great impersonation. It's a characterization, I would say. A characterization.
It is a characterization. Yeah. Hey, Chris. I'm going to the game today because the Cubs are in the World Series and I'm dead. So I probably won't be there.
Should I wear a jacket? Never been to the World Series
even,
before.
I can't even look at this man across. I because...
Oh, my face is hurting.
Hey, right, Chris, if the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it?
I think I would.
I know I would.
If it was a nice, sharp Wisconsin cheddar, yes.
Wisconsin cheddar. Okay. Well, I know I would. Even if it was a sharp cheddar, I don't care. Because that's how I roll.
What's your view on provolone?
Hey, Chris. My view on provolone is... Yeah. I'm half Italian, so...
One of my buddies had the best thing. He goes, hey, it's better to probe... I'd rather probe together than provolone.
Okay. So our show has taken a turn for the worst.
It's nonsense.
It's always been nonsense. And welcome back, boys and girls, 2:49 in the afternoon.
Harry Carey left.
Harry Carey did not necessarily leave.
He left us a 12-pack.
Because Cubs are going to win. Cubs win. They're going to be in the World Series. And... What are you looking at?
Who, me?
Yeah.
I was looking at the shout-out list.
Oh.
Oh, that's what I'm looking at.
This is the time. Yes, sir. I'm talking to you,
yes,
sir.
Yes.
But this is the time
that...
Yeah,
talking to our intern who's got all our costumes.
We don't have... I wish we had an intern.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, why not?
Let's get an intern.
Okay. Who do we call to make that happen? Is it like interns or us or something?
I really have no idea.
We'll reach out to station management.
Yeah, right. We can't even get...
Can't even get my badge
a
today.
A podcast.
Can't even get my badge today.
Exactly.
Yeah, so... Well, the, you know, these kids.
All right, Christopher.
They're on Ritalin, all the college students. Getting ready for midterms.
What's wrong with that?
You know, you're abusing it. All right, so, Polly, shall I go on with the shout-outs?
Yes, sir.
Doesn't look like we have any new shouts today, but...
I'm going to tell you right now, I've been shouting all morning.
I've been shouted at this morning.
Wait a minute, no. Let me give you...
Some
music.
If it's Monster Mash, I'm leaving, man. I'm out of here.
Actually,
I am Bobby Boris picketing
should be
out front. I just thought
Bobby
of that
Boucher.
One. Bobby Boris Pickett is the artist who sang Monster
That's
Mash.
That's right. So wow. You just blew my mind, bro.
Looking in the lab late one night when my eyes began.
Wow.
And there is height. Oh, man. All right. So, batting leadoff on our shout outs, as usual, our dear friend up in Salem, the most happening place on the planet this weekend, is Jennifer Kanarzynski Leadham. And if you need a ride to beautiful Salem, don't park there. There's no parking. Call Malden Trans. Home of Ma and Kim at Malden Trans.
That's right.
Billy Roderick, Michael Stewart Scott of the Brigands, Andy Ferry, Chrissy and Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner, Christine Atwell, Michael Bobo, and on tonight, the Time Tunnel from 10 to midnight, who we should make a guest appearance on shortly, Chase Carson.
We definitely should.
We definitely will.
He will be blown away.
Yeah, we'll just show up and...
Yeah.
And we'll pants him or something. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Tipo, Old School Steve. A request going out for our good friend Leah Hall with the Aaliyah by the handsome...
That's right.
I forgot his name.
What?
The handsome singer of Aaliyah. What was his name? Oh, Donnie Iris.
Donnie Iris
and the Cruisers.
What did you ask him before?
I forgot that you
knew. How can you forget?
I don't know. I got hit in the head before I came in.
Oh,
I was taking batting practice. Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, Steph Cardone of the Lounge here, Thursdays from 8 to 10 on MFO every week. Captain Wayno Friedman. Superfan Wayne Friedman.
Where is Wayno?
We don't know. The last we heard was about 4 weeks ago. He was taking old women to Foxwoods and I don't know. Maybe he's like a concubine or something.
He was taking a girl.
He's all tied up in a hotel room.
Foxwoods? Okay.
These ugly
women.
Quite
sure he wasn't taking a woman to Foxwoods.
No, he's taking old women.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, he had a busload of old women. They probably tied him down and having their way with them right now. Kenny Melanson, Mike Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver.
What is wrong with you?
Yeah, you know, this is what he brought me in for. He didn't have me come in here to do your accounting. Charlie Driver, Kyle the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, who we may hear from shortly.
The Breeze.
If his lovely girlfriend is there, make sure he's up around 3. Lisa Neville Ambler, Caitlin Hussey, Karen Whitman, Sarah, Sandra, and Doreen at Sandra Network and Peabody. Phil Fleming, Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert, Bob, Samantha, and Robert Wynn, lose or draw. Remember that game show?
Well, lose or draw with Mike Martindale.
Mary Canavan, Jay.
Hey.
Yep.
If your name's Wink, you know you're going to be a game show host. If your name's Wink.
Or a porn star.
One or the other.
Your options are limited.
They vary out. Just like
imagine that. All of a sudden he's got a kid. He's like, hey, let's call him James Jr. Frig that. Let's call him Wink. Let's call him Wink. That.
Or, okay.
Why Wink? Why not?
I can't even look at you right now.
Jim and the kids on the Yella 93 bus. Marcin Kanarzynski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick. Ladies and gentlemen, the mustache of Medford, our dear friend Frankie Imbrogamo. Denise Fioretti Memolet. One of our dear friends, and huge baseball fan, by the way.
A dear friend of us.
Yeah. She's on the Let's Go Cubbies train right now, and...
You're making me write mustache.
I'm not making you do anything. Let us spend galley over here.
You're making me write mustache right now.
I think I made you grow one.
What? I got a good one going right now.
Yeah, you're evil, Polly, this week.
I'm evil.
Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg, Conair Crow, Big Jack and Janice, Cab number 19 with Chet. What's the update with Chet? How's he doing?
He's cured.
Nice.
Awesome.
Is he back on the road or is he?
I said he was cured. I didn't say he was fine.
How's Cookie doing in the number 54 cab?
I think Cook's okay.
He's in the old Dante Hightower.
Right.
So he's got the dreads.
He does have
dreads
the
on when he drives
Hightower
around.
Yeah. Cab.
Christina Fantasia, Buddy Nicole and Chloe, Bob and Gigi Messina, Irish Eddie, Jen and Rhiannon, Christina Papalato, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E, Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, wow, easy for you to say, Chris. John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Tiermarsh, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russell Blank, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow. Remember Snow and Fall?
I do.
You've got mail.
Hey! Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scali, Joe Ann Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Charlie Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Madden, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Shea, Amy Giamacqua McQuinn, Paul Rizzo, Jennifer Smith, Andrew Brandt, Rebecca Rose Casserly, Kyle Barreto.
Yes.
who we had to do our shout-out over the be, air. Oh, will not be. We don't know.
Yes. We're hoping.
We're, you know how you keep a couple of idiots in suspense? There you go. Eric Wilson, Pam Bridge, Joe Ann Riddle, Debbie Depot, Chris in the 45 bus with Dante, Jerry, and Joseph, and Danielle Santa Lucia. It depends what part of the boot you're from.
It does depend.
And ladies and gentlemen, those are your spooky shout-outs for October 28th.
Thank you so much, sir, for those wonderful shout-outs.
And once again, a very special birthday shout-out to my beautiful wife, Aubrey.
Of course. And I'm going to play a bad birthday song for her.
Is it Monster Mash?
No.
Good. Monster Mash.
But I love you, Aub. I love you, Aub. And happy 39th birthday. You don't look a day over 32. Don't even laugh at me, Chris. See?
She looks like a teenager.
She sure does. She's beautiful. And good for you. And like I said, God bless her. We love her here at the Giddy Up. And would you like to say anything else, sir?
Oh, I think I've said enough.
You know what? Most of the time, you do say enough.
Did we spin the wheel, Polly B?
We did not. And I apologize for that. Why do you...